Okay, good morning. My name is Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living Online. We're glad you could join us this morning. I really want to thank Tom for setting all this up. And now I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message for Sunday, March 22nd. It's about power. I take dominion over my thoughts, words, and actions. The power of God protects me. Today, I hear with renewed understanding this line from James Dillett Freeman's Prayer for Protection. In a growing awareness of oneness with my source, I realize that the power of God works through me and as me, rather than simply in me or for me. I embody divine power by choosing words that affirm the truth that I am a spiritual being as I navigate the valleys and peaks of my human experience. By expressing my power, I am claiming dominion over my words and thoughts. I affirm statements of truth while releasing negative thoughts and ideas. I think and speak with the authority of my Christ presence. And from the Bible, for God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. That's from 2 Timothy 1-7. And now, if you all please remain seated, Michael and Karen and Isaac lead us in surely the presence.
Surely the presence of God's love is in his place. I can feel the mighty power and praise. I can feel the rush of angel winds. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace.
I can
feel the rush of angels. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in his way.
Thank you, Michael and Karen. And welcome, Robin. Glad you could join us this morning. All right, now let's all say our opening statement together that is located inside your program. If you don't have one, wing it. Here we go. There is only
one presence
and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And now you could stand if you want, or you could stay seated for our welcoming song. Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't have the lyrics for you, but it's a very familiar pop song from the Beatles called Here Comes the Sun.
Thank you. sun, here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes.
Okay, so this is the time when we traditionally greet each other. So Tom, if you would unmute everybody's microphones, let's all say hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. It'll take a while to unmute.
Guys.
There you go. Hi, everybody.
Cindy, you need to put a light on so we can see you. You're hiding in the shadows.
Got it.
Or Cindy, turn your screen so the window's not behind you. There you are.
There we go.
Yay.
Welcome.
Maybe it was better dark.
Okay, anybody got any announcements?
Nope.
I have an announcement.
Okay.
We're going to have a social gathering here tomorrow night. And if you haven't checked your email, do that because it talks about it. And we're going to chat and enjoy the spring. And we're also going to raise a glass to our friend Hildy, who is our oldest and longest attending Unity member. So check your email.
Nice.
And come join us at 6 o'clock.
Fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Cindy, is it that potluck? Is 9 o'clock your time.
BYOB.
Okay.
You choose.
Hildy's party, BYOB.
6 o'clock Pacific time.
Pacific time, thank you, yes.
6 o'clock.
Nine
Pacific
for some
o'clock.
Of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Now it's time for our unity statement. If you would all please join me in the unity statement, we will say it together. Are you ready? We believe
in our oneness with all life and the power of God.
We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now it is time for our song of joy, so I'm going to hand it over.
This is inside my heart. So call and response. Deep inside my heart.
Deep inside my heart.
I've got this everlasting love.
I've got this everlasting love.
It's shining like the sun.
It's shining like the sun.
It radiates on everyone.
It radiates on everyone.
And the more that I give.
The more that I give.
The more I got to give.
More I got to
be. It's the way that I live.
It's the way that I live.
It's what I'm living for.
It's what I'm living for.
Deep inside my heart.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
and you. And welcome, Linda. I don't know if as Dallas is there we at with you. We don't have a picture. Don't know if you can hear us, but if you can, welcome. And so now it is time for a reading. And I believe this morning our reading will be given by Susan Finlay.
Yes, indeed. And I'm reading from Feasting and Fasting, the Unity Lenten booklet. This is by Reverend Eric Butterworth. It's called The Meaning of Grace. Few words in Christian theology are used more or understood less than grace. What does it mean? How does it work in our lives? Though this word has been wrapped in mystery, it is really a very simple explanation of the natural flow of the creative process in the individual. You are not a helpless creation bobbing about like a cork on the seas of life. You are the very self-livingness of God. When you desire spiritual growth, it is God who first desires it in you. When you make an extra effort in your work, it is the divine urge in you that is working through you. You are not simply a subject of God, with God making notations of sin and error, of good and righteousness. You are the activity of God in expression, beloved with an everlasting love. Grace as the divine favor, the activity of God's love is working for you constantly. It is not dependent upon any special faith or prayer on your part. You do not have to earn grace. It is not something that comes only to the good. It comes to all alike, simply because all alike are expressions of God. Grace is simply an explanation of a wonderful facet of the activity of God in you. It is not something to work for, to develop. It simply is. It is an assurance, an explanation of why things are never quite hopeless and why we never quite reap the full harvest of the error we sow and why we always receive a little more good than we sow.
Well, thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
I'd like to welcome the Wingfields. Hi, John. How are you this morning? Welcome.
Hi, I'm good. Good morning.
Good to see you. And now it's time for our meditation song. If you'd all please remain seated. Mike and Karen will lead us in our meditation song.
So the words for this are, it's the simple Sanskrit seed syllables, Ra, ma, da, sa, sa, se, so, hung.
Thank you, Michael and Karen. Okay. Now, if you would all please join me in the affirmations. Hopefully you've got them somewhere at hand. Here we go all together now. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need, come to me in perfect time. And so now it's time for our Lord's Prayer. I believe we did traditional last week, so we'll be doing our progressive Lord's Prayer this week. It can be found in the front of your hymnal, which you probably don't have. So here we go. Let's see if you guys can remember it. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come, I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God, an eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. It's time for our Alleluia, so I'll hand it over to Michael and Karen.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Thank you, Michael and Karen. I really miss hearing everybody's. So now it is time for our speaker. And, you know, we're privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning, I would like to introduce our speaker, but I was to be our speaker. And I see both Grandfather and John Wingfield here. I don't know who our speaker is today.
I am.
Oh, and Joanne's our speaker today. Let's all welcome Joanne.
Okay. I put it out in the email that what we were going to do because she was sick.
Yeah, I must have missed that part.
So welcome, everybody. Good morning, good morning. We decided because Daria was sick, we are the Go With The Flow Center for Positive Living, as you all know. So I'm going to talk today on some ways to reduce stress. And because it takes such a toll on our immune system. And what we need now more than ever is our immune system. So there's a process called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, that many of you have taken in the past. I took it years ago. I don't know why I don't use it. the idea behind EFT is that you may not be speaking out your fears, but they're traveling in your brain. Like the minute you watch any news report that X number of cases have increased, there's almost an unconscious or sometimes conscious reaction of like, ah, you know, be careful. Oh, it could get me. You know, is it coming here? So what we want to do today is, catch that loop, that mental loop that runs around in our heads that keeps expanding if we're not careful with it. So emotional freedom technique actually has been scientifically studied, and I will attach a link to an email where if you want to read this 37-page report. But people have actually physiologically and emotionally done better with EFT than with medication for PTSD. It's wonderful for anybody with PTSD, just wonderful. Anybody with a phobia, it's wonderful. So the idea is there are 9 basic tapping points, and they're acupuncture points on your body, and anything that can interrupt your thoughts breaks that loop, breaks that pattern. So what this does is breaks the loop of the thoughts in your head. Now we're going to voice those fears temporarily while we're tapping. And it's almost like you can't do 2 things at once, okay? Your brain can't worry And at the same time, so though both things are your monkey mind working. Worry is your monkey mind working and trying to get these spots right. Your monkey mind is worried about getting the spots right. So you kind of give it too much to do, so it just gives up. So let's go over the 9 points. The first one is the karate chop spot right here on the side of your hand. We'll go over what we say after we do that. And then you go to the where your eyebrow begins on the bone. You tap there. Follow the eyebrow around to the side. Stay on the bone. Tapping there. Come around to under the eye, still staying on the bone. Come down to underneath your nose. Tap right above your lip, between your lip and your nose. Tap on the crease between your lip and your chin. And you can either tap on your chest or pat. Some people like to pat and get a bigger one. Then under your armpit, about one hand length down underneath your armpit. And the last spot is the top of your head. Now, could you think about anything else while I was telling you that? No. You're like, well, okay, now do this, now do. All right, so that's the logic behind it. So what we're going to work on is the setup statement. And the setup statement is, even though I have this, and then you fill in the blank with anything you want. It can be anything. Even though I have worries about my finances right now, even though I'm worried about catching the virus right now, even though I'm worried about my family someplace else right now, anything that occupies a worry in your brain, we want to interrupt that signal so that who you truly are, your true essence, which knows it's safe, which knows all is well, which knows this is all within divine order, all of it. Everything that's happening in the world right now is within divine order. What we're being asked to do is own who we are, finally. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I think I live a very aligned life most of the time, but I got this part right up here. My little monkey mind that chatters and says, yes, but what about this? Yes, but don't forget to worry about that. But yes, don't you want control over that? You know, it just yaks all the time. That's it. But you know what? It's not our enemy. It really loves us and wants us to be safe. And so if you don't fight it, and so we tend to want to try to like, oh, shut up, or watch TV to distract it, or drink, or smoke pot, or, you know, just something to distract ourselves so we don't have to hear it. Love it. Just say it's okay. Like it's a little child that you're trying to soothe. You wouldn't tell your kid to shut up if it was worried right now about the virus. You'd go, it's okay. It's okay. We're safe. Don't worry. We're well taken care of. And everything is in divine order. So what we're going to do is live who we meant to be when we got here. And we meant to be the ones who were in control of our thoughts and just be the gods and goddesses we intended. So we'll set it up with, and you can say in, because we can't hear anybody, fill in the blank with whatever you want. I'm going to, since the coronavirus is what's in the news all the time, I'll use that. Okay. Even though I have fears and concerns about the coronavirus, I love and accept myself. Even though the rest of the world is worried about the coronavirus, I love and accept myself. Even though I'm worried about blah, 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 I know I'm one with Source and all is in divine order. Now we travel up to the other points, and whatever chatter you hear in your head, be saying that while you're tapping because your brain can't hold it. So let's see. Even though I'm worried about the world financial collapse, I love and accept myself. Even though I'm worried about my kids being in Australia and I have no control over that, I love and accept myself. Even though I don't know how mortgage, I love and accept myself. even though I don't qualify for unemployment because I'm self-employed, I love and accept myself. I can't think of any more worries. So if you could, so already I'm like, eh. So if you have more worries and fears, go ahead and say them as you tap. And just keep expressing them while you're tapping. This interrupts the signal from the brain to your body, to your immune system. Okay. Johnny, you kind of look like a little chimp there. Okay. So 9 points, you got them all in your head. You can find YouTube videos that explain all the points if you forget them. Although, well, I'll give you links to a couple of good ones. What else did I want to tell you about this? Oh, your immune system. God, our immune system is our light. It's exactly what our immune system is. When you are happy, don't you feel like you glow? Don't you feel like nothing can bother you? No one, nothing can touch you. Nothing can harm you. That's your immune system. We are our own immune system. It's not something we have to take. It's not an antiviral we have to take. When you are angry or fearful, we tend to protect ourselves. And in that light, we pull our light in. You get that light in so close, there is no barrier. In comes whatever wants to come in. So you want to keep that out. Keep the more you can be the light that you are, and then not in a fake way, you know, just take a moment and drop down into your soul, and you'll get that chill of like, oh, there I am. There I am. Okay. Whew. Thank you. And that just will just be a bright light. And that's why we're asked to be a light. So other things you can do physically to enhance your immune system is D3, especially. I take 5,000 units of D3. I am not prescribing anything, but D3, especially in the Pacific Northwest, where we do not process D3, we don't get enough sun to process D3, I take D3. There's all sorts of remedies out there. Let me tell you, if you're not in alignment with who you are, doesn't matter what you take. It does not matter. It's not going to help you if you are not taking it from a place of connection with source. All of it will help if it enhances your belief in your well-being. All of it will help if it enhances your already connected, your already connection to source, that all is well. So take whatever you want, do whatever you want, make sure you're connected. And you know what it feels like. It feels good when you're connected. When you're doing something because you're afraid if you don't do it, something bad is going to happen to you, here in comes the immune system. So you could literally, since the brain does not know the difference between what's really happening and what you think is happening, you could conceivably meditate and daydream about a cure and visualize, just go, oh, look at that. Oh, the cases are dropping in China. Well, that's easy because it's in the news. And then don't watch the news and say, oh, I see that all the cases dropping in Italy. Oh, good. Life is coming back to normal. Oh, good. Our cases, we've done such a good job by isolating ourselves that we've kept the cases to a minimum. This is going to, we'll breeze right through this. Just visualize what life is like after it's over. You know, we're kind of sitting here waiting to see what happens, like almost being the effect of the condition instead of creating the reality we want. You know, even without our help, even without a vaccine, sooner or later, this will be over. In some way, this will all be over. What does that feel like? What does the world feel like to you when people get back together? And I got a nice thing. I'll post this on the face, on the email too. Okay. When this is over, may we never take for granted a handshake with a stranger, full shelves at the store, conversations with neighbors, a crowded theater, a Friday night out, the taste of communion, a routine checkup, a school rush each morning, coffee with a friend, a stadium roaring, each deep breath, a total boring Tuesday. Life itself. When this ends, may we find that we have become more like the people we wanted to be, we were called to be, we hoped to be, and may we stay that way, better for each other because of the worst. This is the most perfect gift from the universe for everybody right now, to be home, no commitment to anybody or anything. Oh, I love it. I even got 2 chickens, which I've been putting off. So all the things you were putting off, do them at home. Find that book that you said, someday I'm going to read that. Someday I'm going to start writing that book. Someday I'm going to clean out my email, John Anderson. Do what you've been putting off. You know those little things that we've just stuck over here that someday I'll get to it? Those closets. Get rid of that extra stuff. Call people that you've been putting off calling. This is such a good time for us to reevaluate our lives. And who do I want to be? So use the time wisely. Pardon me. And isn't that funny? People cough or sneeze and everybody goes, what is it? No. Nope, I'm not sick. I'm just phlegmy. So what I'm going to do now, I think that's all I have for you to do. Just keep trying that. Like I said, I'll put a link to a good email for you for a video to watch. A real simplified. I'll give you the most simplified one I can find. And Tom was thinking that we could also link resources to people, for people. So we'll be sending you stuff. If you do not want to be on the email list, just let us know. We'll take you off. And Cindy, I put you on the email list, Cindy. I did. Okay. So let's just take a moment and close our eyes and try to find that space. Find that space within. Deep breath in, and as you exhale, sink down into your chest area, into the core of your being, where the soul rests comfortably. And another deep breath in and relax into that space. That is the source of your immune system right there. Anytime you feel yourself worried, take a deep breath and sink back into that all-knowing place. Home. The you that you know yourself to be, no matter what's going on with anybody else. That space of eternal, ongoing, unlimited, unconditional love. And just let yourself in your mind say along with me, knowing that divine law creates exactly according to my belief, I now carefully choose my thoughts, boldly declaring myself one with perfect health, unlimited abundance, and loving, fulfilling relationships. I accept this greater good now, giving thanks to my Heavenly Father for His infinite love and care. And her love and care. Okay, much love to you all. So does anybody have any questions? Unmute yourself if you have a question about anything I've said so far, and I'll, any clarification on EFT? I think you got it. Pretty simple, you know, it's just an interrupter, and that's all we're looking for right now. Is anything that can interrupt the loop in our heads.
What does it stand for again? Tell me the EFT. What does it stand for again?
Emotional freedom technique.
Okay.
Because it's giving you emotional freedom. Because it's, like I said, the brain does not know the difference between what's real and what you're feeling.
Got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Hi, John. John's out of the shower. Hi, John. And Eileen started the after service snacks without us.
John brought me breakfast mid-talk.
But I think everybody should get their coffee or tea out and their little snack and unmic, and we can chat.
Wait a minute, service isn't
over yet. Sorry, Johnny's turn.
But thank you, Joanne, for being our speaker today.
Okay.
And now it's time for our offering. So please pick out your checks and send them to the church. I'm sure Eileen will check the mailbox and will take anything you send and deposit it. And, you know, I recently went back to work at one of our local elementary schools. And right after they closed the school down, I got a little text from one of the teachers I'd like to share with all of you. It says, anyone else feel like life is being written by a fourth grader right now? Because this is what a fourth grader would write. And there was this virus, and everyone was scared. And then the world ran out of toilet paper. Yeah. And then there was no school for like a month, and then it snowed. So it's not all bad if you look at it from a fourth grader's perspective. And now, let's go ahead and just hold that check in your hand that you're going to mail to us, and let's all say our blessing of thanks together that's found in your program. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And now it's time for a healing prayer. So if you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts.
Mary, Kent, Billy, Jeremy, Adelia,
beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And now it's time for a prayer of protection. I hope you can all remember it. And let's say it together. It's on the back of your program if you have one. If you don't, then here's time to test your memory. So here we go. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God
holds
us. The power of God protects
us.
The presence of God watches over us wherever we are. God is, and all is well. Now, thank you, everybody, for coming. And don't forget to go have your own coffee and refreshments downstairs now at
Johnny,
your own home.
Johnny?
Yes?
Can I tell you one more important thing I heard, too?
Okay.
you know, all thought becomes things. Who knows that more than us? Back after the stock market crash, after the depression, polio was the virus that hit.
Right.
And it is the physical condensation of the thoughts of the world worried about being crippled financially. So it manifested itself as a crippling virus. So keep that in mind with the way the world's been lately. So don't push against anything or anybody politically, because the anger and the resentment and the it's them, it's I could get it from them, the world consciousness of somebody else, something getting us, something out of our control. People feel so out of control right now with how everything's going. This is before the virus, that group collective consciousness has manifested itself in thought into a virus that manifests that same exact feeling in people. So good time to clean up our energy. Good time to do it. When you start, you see yourself pushing against or sharing something negative that you've seen that somebody else posted. Let's stop it. Let's stop the chain. Let's interrupt that cycle. Okay, Johnny, that's all I want to say.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joanne. And thank you, everybody, for coming today. It's time for a peace song, so if you'll mute all of the microphones, we'll let Karen and Michael lead us in the peace song.
John, may I share a word?
Oh, please.
Okay. I couldn't help but reminisce of an event in my life when you said, after this service, we all go downstairs and have something to eat or drink. And this event took place when one day I put a person on the mountain for their 4 days and 4 nights of vision quest, 4 days and night of fasting and prayer, no food. And down below in the campground, there were about 30 friends who were a support group during those 4 days. And they were in prayerful support for her when she was on the mountain alone. Well, when the 4 days was over with, and we brought her back down off the mountain, she said, on that third day of the vision quest, she says, I had an experience. I hate watermelon. And yet, on that third day, I became very, very, very hungry for watermelon. And all the 30 people started laughing out loud. And she said, what's so funny about that? They said, on Thursday afternoon, we were all gorging ourselves on watermelon. What was, they were eating for her. So now when we go downstairs in our homes for our cup of coffee and our lunch, may we each have something real special and delicious, and I mean it for you. My blessings are from God, I give to you. God bless you.
Thank you, Grandfather.
Good night, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi, Cindy.
Hey. No separation. Okay, are we ready for our peace song?
Yes.
Let there be peace on earth, and let
it begin with me.
Tom, can you leave the room open for a little while in case anybody wants to chat?
I will do that. Yes, absolutely.
And okay. I'd like to remind everyone tomorrow night at 6 for that very purpose, to socialize in a two-dimensional sort of way.
Great.
Thank you all.
Can someone in Arizona? I know she would love to join.
Yeah.
I sent the notice about this to her.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give her a call.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I be heard?
You are.
Okay. Hi, Robin.
I did a typed a thing in the group chat, but I just want to let you guys know to spread the information to your neighbors or seniors that you know who are self food that Gather has started a delivery service on Thursdays of dropping food boxes. And you go to Gather Stock Box and you just fill out the form, name, address, any known allergies, whether or not you're able to cook in your home, and what time on Thursday you would like a box drop. They just this delivery, and they had over 200 boxes to take out, and they also did 18 in the Randall area.
Wow. Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Good.
But it's the chat box down the bottom there. So if you didn't see that box down there that says seven messages, keep that open and you can see if anybody has a question, they can type it in there. There's somebody's question. Tom's reminding us to water, hydrate, and flush.
Are Randall folks still on?
No, I don't see them.
Okay. No.
Add that into the next invite to let people know that that's available in Lewis County.
Okay. We'll do that on the list of resources that we send out.
Yeah.
We'll
Tom,
also
remind everybody, Tom, remind everybody when to mute and when not to mute.
So is everyone aware of the mute function at the bottom left of your screen? It says mute.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
And that. So.
So if you turn it off while the musicians are playing, otherwise we just hear you sing.
Oh.
If you're louder than them.
Doesn't the host do that?
The host can, unless you've turned it off. I can't turn you back on.
Okay.
But we can turn you off. Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that a Tom Jones song? You can turn me on.
Bye, all. I'll see you next week.
Bye, John.
Bye.
Thanks, John. See you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job, guys. I love this.
Yeah, me too.
I love I have still have control as to whether or not you can see me or hear me. I'm still in control.
But we want to see your pretty face and your smile.
Yeah. I don't want to go in the bathroom and put on the public image and all the war paint.
No, that's our time. That's our time to say, screw it.
Yeah. It scares me, though, when I see the reflection.
Oh, you just move the camera back further, see?
Oh, well, I'll have to get lessons from you.
Why do you think I was in the shadows?
Love and light to you all.
You guys start tapping about your looks, okay?
Okay.
That's right.
Thank you, Robin.
Even though I don't like the reflection in the mirror, I still love and accept myself fully and completely.
Yes.
Good one.
Okay.
Thank
all right, you,
you
guys.
Bye. Okay. Thank love. You.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Robin.
Penny, call me.
I will. I will. I've got some work to do. I've not been doing anything, Cindy. I've been doing absolutely nothing.
I mean, I can't really say that. I have been working, but.
So, thanks, yeah. Nice job.
I don't see Isaac. Where's Isaac?
Thanks, Tom.
Oh. Oh. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys. Thank you. So nice to see everybody.
Hey, so.
Hi, Kate.
Hey, hi.
If I wanted to get on here and just chat.
Yeah, I'm still on my pajamas.
Cindy, how would I do that?
What?
Say if I wanted to chat with Cindy this afternoon. Sure, I'll come to this
pick up the phone.
Actually, okay, for the Zoom application, you can talk or do this video chatting with anyone who has the Zoom application, up mm-hmm. to three people, and it's for a free account. You can just do it from your...
Yeah, you sign up your own account.
You don't need to be in this room.
Right.
So, yeah, you can do that.
And then I just let them know that I'm to meet me at a certain time.
Yes, yeah, but you're going to have to notify them through either a text or an email or something like that, that you want them to be available.
I heard it was completely free. I don't know if that's true or not, but somebody said right now during this crisis that it's completely free.
It was free before.
But up to three people, you said.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think now it's, well, I don't know. I could be wrong, but they said it was completely free.
Cool. Cool.
So, yeah.
Penny, don't you have an iPhone?
I do.
And Cindy, don't you have an iPhone?
I hate my iPhone so much.
Oh. Well, you guys, if you guys both have an Android, I wonder if you have the same system like iPhones do, where we can FaceTime each other?
Yeah.
Facebook has a Facebook Messenger video chat feature as well. We use it with right. my kids all the time.
That's what my use in I Australia.
I don't have Facebook on my phone, though.
Well, fine then.
Well, put it on.
I'm a non-Facebook person. I'm sorry.
Everyone can use Skype and do screen shares and conference calls. And so there's a lot of different platforms available.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's all try to stay on the same one.
Yeah, yes. Right. Right.
Hey, John?
Yes.
Could you email us any platforms that you know about?
Sure.
And we'll include that in the resource list.
You bet. And I just wanted to let everybody know I'm doing coaching. You know, I'm offering, you know, coaching calls, you know, pro bono, no charge. So 30 minute.
What kind of coaching?
You know, general, at this point, general coaching, business coaching, but general coaching for people who just want to brainstorm solutions.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
Wow. Nice.
Well, I'm going to go. So I'll see you all guys. That's going to be at Hildy's party at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Right. Wish I could be there.
So I just wanted to say, wonderful to see you, Sandy. There are some advantages to this.
Yeah. This is nice.
Yes.
I like this a lot. I was thinking that when we first got on. Wow, look at that. I can see everybody. I'm so happy.
So why can't I see Kate and John?
We're right here.
I don't know.
Can everybody see you?
Scroll across the screen.
Yep. Oh. See the arrows on top of the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, like swipe, what is it? Swipe left or something?
Well, there's another John Anderson without a picture.
Oh, that's
yeah.
He's in the shower.
He's that John Anderson is out now.
No, I'm running the audio on my phone, and then I'm running the video on my desktop right now.
Okay.
Well, there you are. I see you.
Hi.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joanne.